be rights.
McKinney Flavelle Vice President Craig Ruffalo updated the International Sugar Beet Institute on sugar trade policy and economics yesterday. Ruffalo says the U.S. sugar industry remains competitive on a global scale.
Against the globe, we are a competitive environment. Here in the United States, one of the things that we have going for us as farmers and community is a farm program. We do have that payment system that allows us to have somewhat of a safety net. Other countries don't necessarily have that. Generally, in terms of where we're going, though, we are a net importing country, so we still are consuming plenty of sugar. All the beet sugar that we're going to produce is going to get consumed. If you're in the farming community right now, the net backs are going to be a little bit more healthy going forward here.
Ruffalo sees the sugar price stabilizing slightly above 30 cents a pound.
Plus 30 cents a pound on an FOB before freight is probably a good idea for net backs for this coming year. That's correct. It's not just simple supply and demand economics that rule. There's a lot that goes into it. And you can make it as simple as you want. How much sugar does someone need versus what you're willing to sell it at? Or you can complex it up with trade policy that we're finding ourselves in with NAFTA and other projects.
According to a DTA.